Welcome to PTW Office Hours, where we invite authors, writers, publishing professionals to have casual conversations around craft. Grab your journal, a cup of tea or coffee, and get ready to take notes. This is PTW Office Hours, brought to you by Permission to Write. Hey, it's Ashley here, and welcome to another week in the world of words. I'm happy to be here for another episode of the PTW Office Hours podcast. This week in publishing, one thing that's been at the top of the headlines is Jada Pinkett's memoir, Worthy. Let me just say here that regardless how annoyed you may or may not be about this press run, books like Jada's are what generates the dollars for books like yours and mine to be produced, okay? So we thank you, Jada, for the spilling of the tea that's going to continue to fund books for the little people on large imprints. It's also November, so it's National Novel Writing Month, also known as NaNoWriMo, where writers embark on the wild journey of trying to write 50,000 words in 30 days. But I gotta say, it's never quite been about that for me. It's been way more about the focus, the challenge of writing daily, and just getting out of my head a bit when it comes to drafting. I literally have a manuscript that's been sitting at 20,000 words for 2 years. So that's what I'm working on this month. We have a whole channel in the Permission Granted Slack to help hold each other accountable. If you're not already a member of the Permission Granted community, definitely head over to permissiontowrite.com to learn more about it. It's going, friends. It is going, and we are lifting each other up. Jumping into this week's topic, I wanted to talk about the moment beyond 2020 for Black writers and writers of color. I'm sure many of us have tried to suppress our memories of the utter chaos that was 2020. However, we can't ignore the huge moment it created for Black writers. Books skyrocketed on the New York Times bestsellers list. White creators were all of a sudden sharing their platforms with millions of followers, with writers of color. And even here at Permission to Write, we were getting on Zooms with folks asking us, how can we help all of a sudden? A quote from a piece in The Walrus put it plainly. It says, what does it mean to be an author emotionally navigating the fact that it took a Black person's death for some to finally decide my books were worth reading? Jamil Law. These calls for systematic change, a reaction to the racial reckoning that was happening in the country. Many people, not I, watched a video of a Black man dying at the hands of police. A knee on George Floyd's neck while three other officers watched and Floyd called out for his mother. Somehow, Eric Garner and Tamir Rice and the countless others weren't enough. But at this point, with everyone in lockdown due to COVID and the heightened BLM protests that ensued, there was no way to turn a blind eye as in previous years. America had a problem, ladies and gentlemen, and the privileged people in this country turned to books that had been sitting on shelves for years before. Now, whether those anti-racism books were ever opened, read, digested, and understood, I'll leave that to you to decipher based on your interactions out here in this world. But it certainly did cause an uptick in the publishing industry in deals for Black and POC writers. I, too, received my book deal in 2020, and I was honestly a little shocked. I mean, I was prepared for the long haul. All of 2019, I'd heard no from agents. Met my agent at the top of 2020, January, before a lot of this came down, honestly. And then we sold the book in May of 2020. Subsequently, here on this podcast and in everyday life, I have found that most of the Black writers I talked to also got their deals that year for their debuts. That same year, there was a hashtag, publishing paid me, that rang off in the Twitter streets as well, showing a major disparity in the pay scale between white and Black and POC authors. Many white authors cited six-figure deals with a lack of track record or anything notable in the market already, while Black and POC authors received upwards of tens of thousands of dollars, sometimes less. Acclaimed author Jesmyn Ward even described her struggle to secure six figures after winning the National Book Award. According to a sample taken by researchers at the New York Times, in 2018, just 11% of books were written by people of color. Studies have shown there is likely a correlation between what gets published and who is working in publishing, which is also predominantly white. 85%, according to a 2019 study by Lee and Low Books. But I'm not here to harp on how we got here. Because frankly, even in the moment where it was clear that all of a sudden a part of the country was now seeing what had been happening for decades, I'm a woman that's about seizing the moment. I'm overcharging for what they did to the cold crush. Pay us like they owe us for the years that you hold us. We can talk, but money talks, so talk mo' bucks. To quote the illustrious Jay-Z, right? It's all about what we do with it now. It's 2023, and many of us are working on our new projects. And the question is, will we have the same receptive audience? Will marketing budgets open up? Signing Black books is one thing, but paying a sustainable advance for survival while we work on them and being sure they are given a proper chance in the marketplace is another. Personally, I think I was given a fair shake. I received a modest advance, but a comprehensive marketing plan that involved some appearances at places like the American Library Association's conference and R29 Unbothered's inaugural Globe Festival, a billboard in Times Square with my publishing mates for a Summer of Black Love campaign. But I have no idea what the submission of the next project will look like, if I'll be offered a deal at all. I mean, there are so many unknowns in publishing, and being able to sell another book is surely one of them. I still look at the bestsellers list, and we're not on it. Well, we're sprinkled on it, I think it is fair to say. But not new authors. Cemented authors like James McBride and authors backed by Oprah like Abraham Burgess. If you're somehow listening to this as a person in power, don't let the moment be a flash in the pan. The only way to continue to transform this industry is to continue to see it through. There is and always has been an audience for Black and POC stories. Authors from these communities just need the support and guidance of navigating an industry that has an opacity at like 98%. So we're all trying to figure out how to be successful in it. And success will not come from one book with modest marketing, but over time and aiding in building a fan base, giving us opportunity, and thinking outside the box when it comes to how to sell books to different audiences. I'm here to tell you that permission to write is not some flash in the pan. Flash in the pan. It was in existence 3 years before the pandemic, and here we are 3 years after. Figuring it out, man, because it's hard. We don't have corporate backing or sponsorship, just a lot of grit and love for this community. And being sure to provide opportunities for marginalized writers who don't have the same access and opportunities to build their writing careers. The calls have stopped. The advertisements and the newsletter have slowed, but we're still here. We will continue to do this work because for us, it's not a fad, a wave, or a trend. This is our heart's work. And I hope that as a community that loves literature, as communities of Black and POC people, that we continue to show up for ourselves, which includes buying books, getting them from the library, because those libraries purchase those books, showing the industry that this community supports these books. That will remain important as we move forward and make sure that all of the success of Black and POC authors in 2020 doesn't somehow fizzle out. Anyway, thanks so much for listening. And of course, tell me your thoughts. Hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, wherever, and let us know what you think about this moment beyond 2020 for Black and POC writers. Thank you for listening to PTW Office Hours. We hope you got something out of the conversation. You can follow us on Instagram at Permission to Write, on Twitter at Perm to Write, and stay up to date through our website, permissiontowrite.com. Join our community that works to amplify and cultivate the voices of Black writers and writers of color.